So recently I had local psychic medium Michael Phoenix Hart on the Joe Show, and I knew it was going to be an interesting interview, so we did a two-part interview, which I usually don't do. So this podcast has both parts together as one podcast. Here we go. All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive, sitting in with us right now. We've got a cool guy, a new friend of the Joe Show, Michael Phoenix Hart. How you doing, Mike?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Now, you are...
I'm a psychic medium.
Okay. All right, that's cool. What exactly is a psychic medium?
So a psychic medium is somebody that is kind of born with some extra senses. Basically, they can talk to spirits, deceased people. And so that's kind of something that just happens to these folks when they're born. And the phrase psychic medium means that they have the ability to do other things like psychic faculties. They can sometimes predict the future and other things like that, where a psychic is just somebody that has some extrasensory faculties, but not necessarily is communicating with deceased spirits and past loved ones. So that's particular to a medium.
Okay. Now, you actually posted the coolest thing on Facebook, and that's why I asked you to come in. You said that this time of the year, and I know it has a lot to do with changes in seasons. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Yep.
You end up getting asked to clear places.
Yeah.
Clear houses. Give me a little in on that, because this post was so interesting. I got in touch with you and said, hey, you know, we know each other. Why don't you come on the show? So tell me a little about that.
Yeah, so... this is the time of year where, you know, a lot of old traditions would say that the veils between the living and the dead are becoming thinner. You know, it's what Halloween is all about. Even in the old traditions were, you know, you put scary stuff on your lawn to kind of scare away the bad spirits so that they don't bother you. And so this is the time of year where all that kind of stuff is happening. And my phone just kind of rings off the hook at this time of year. People are calling me to clear their houses because they have some really strange phenomenon. Anywhere from just hearing noises and seeing shadows to full on like their kitchenware being stacked in pyramids in the middle of their house and people being scratched or bitten in the middle of the night. And
wow.
You know, so it gets a little creepy.
Wow.
And so I have training over the years to go in and relieve people of these issues. So most of the time, people send the weirder stuff my way.
So. Well, let's get into the weirder stuff without naming names or, you know, places. What's the craziest thing you've dealt with around here?
I've been bit and choked by something that I couldn't see. You know, something
wow.
completely invisible that, you know, just grabbed me by the throat and then bit me on the shoulder. That's the craziest I've ever had.
Wow. So when you clear a place, where do these things go?
So mostly these things just go far away. They go at least like 100 miles, you know, 200 miles away. They go back to where they came from. I just make it so that the house it now doesn't have the ability to be haunted. I clear it so it stays kind of protected. Nothing can come in there anymore. And there's a lot of reasons why that happens. It really depends on as we were talking earlier, the age of the building. It also has to do with how people have died in the area. And then some of the weirder stuff like getting choked or bit or grabbed or anything like that. That's a very specific phenomenon, and that usually happens in a lot of older buildings where you know, people live with a lot of domestic issues and a lot of bad situations kind of draws that stuff in. So that's the reason why I have to go clear those houses.
Man, you know, it's funny because I'll tell you, I believe in this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in a few places and I, like, you know, I got a couple of, like a handful of experiences, but I've never ever felt threatened or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It was always like, oh, okay, you know, things getting hidden or seeing things or things getting moved.
Yeah.
But I've never felt threatened. And so for people who do, like, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, michaelphoenixhart.net, and read all about me and what I do and all the many things that I do. And they can, you know, get a hold of me and book even right online there.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, we're going to take a break, but I want you to hang around.
Okay, cool.
Two things. One, we're going to talk a little more, and A, I'll also let you pick some songs.
Awesome.
It's good. Yeah, because you're a musician, too, in the Brothers Grimm Band.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be right back. Okay, taking a quick break between parts one and two. So after we recorded part one of the interview, I had already brought in Michael through every room up here in the radio station. And then I said, is anyone coming through? Now, the process that he went through to tell me who was here took about half an hour. He would give me a few details, and I'd say, give me a few more. And then he was telling me stuff that nobody except for me and somebody else could know. And it was pretty cool. So we couldn't play back a half an hour conversation that was somewhat slow going on the air. So I said, all right, now we're going to record, and we're just going to reiterate what you found and do it like that. So the original conversation took way too long for air. Here is the findings conversation, part two of our interview with psychic medium Michael Phoenix Hart. Let's find out who's in the Drive Studios. All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive, Genesee Joe here with Michael Phoenix Hart, a
psychic medium.
Psychic medium. I should have remembered that. All right, so first things first, the most important thing. What band do you want to play after we talk?
Definitely some Zeppelin.
We'll get to some Zeppelin. That's cool. We'll pick a good one. I'll show you what I got. Now, you've been hanging around up here with me for a little while. You walked around the station.
Mm-hmm.
Are you picking up on anybody up here?
Yeah, there's an older male up here.
I'm sitting across from you, bro.
He would have passed away from some kind of liver disorder or something. He would have also been, you know, he would have liked to drink, and he would have had a nickname like the chief or the captain or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you?
Does it sound familiar to you?
Yeah. Can you give me anything else? What's he look like?
Wouldn't have had any hair. He would have been thinner at some point in his life, either towards the last or the beginning stage of his life. Maybe a little heavy set for a while.
Yeah. Actually, when you said no hair and like to drink, you know what? You're probably talking about Jack Moran.
Okay.
Jack was the guy who did absolutely everything around here. And honestly, I brought you through his office earlier.
Okay.
What used to be his office. It's now Tracy's. But yeah, you pretty much described Jack. And I'll punch him up on Facebook and show you the picture. But so, yeah, okay. I could see he would be here.
Yeah. I mean, he's like the head honcho here, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, he would have been like the head honcho. He would have been the guy who was really doing all the stuff. Was there also like something about like an incident like with lunch or something that you guys would have had together, you and him, like bonding over lunch or something?
You know what's funny? I will tell you something. When I worked with him years ago, I stayed away from him because he always showed allegiance to whoever ran the show, and it was Clear Channel then, so I stayed away from the guy. But when we got here, he was the one question I had, and one day I went to Arby's and got the 2-for-1 special and said, hey, Jack, you want a sandwich? And then after that, like, he would go to McDonald's once in a while and get the same thing. So, yes, we actually did bond over our lunches.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Also, I'm probably sure Jack drank on his.
Yeah. Yeah, he might have had a little nip, but I think he stopped that after a while.
All right, man. Well, listen, Michael, once again, how can people get in touch with you?
You can check out my website at michaelphoenixhart.net.
And I know you're on Facebook, too.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. You can get a hold of me at Medium Michael Phoenix Hart on Facebook. Both ways work really well.
All right, and very quickly, Brothers Grimm Band. You guys got something coming up? Because, you know, we always cover the musicians around here.
We're recording all winter, so we're trying to release an LP as fast as we possibly can. So look out for that in the springtime, and then in the springtime, we'll be back on spring tour. So, yeah.
Okay, well, now we got an appointment for you to come back in the spring.
Awesome.
All right, Michael, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yep.